resumption can be really painful. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Presuming about the future can damage relationships and open the door to life-destroying frustrations. It's especially true with unrealistic expectations of what, how, or when God should provide. Imagine a child saying to you, "Give me my stuff. I don't care about you. I just want what you can give me." Maybe you've said something similar to the Lord. Do you sometimes think of Him as a heavenly vending machine? When He doesn't give you what you want, do you get angry? Do you take matters into your own hands rather than waiting on God? Making demands of the Lord or others can lead to major financial mistakes. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Expecting God to bail me out of a financial crisis or meet my lifestyle desires reveals my interest in possessions more than my relationship with Him. A sure way to avoid this tragic mistake is to practice the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and all of your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You see, loving God and others with all our heart prevents us from demanding things from them. Love turns our attitude from what can they do to serve my needs to what can I do to serve their needs. You can model love and gratitude by supporting this radio station. They bring programming like ours to help you grow in Christ free of charge. Please give to this station first, then consider Crown's matching challenge going on now through December 31st. Every gift will be doubled in impact. Give today at crown.org. That's crown.org.